Okay, today's shiur is Bechoros Daf Zayin. Bechoros Daf Zayin, we are on five lines from the bottom, above my base. You know, tonight there'll be a Daf Pi in shiur, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. That'll be tonight's shiur, 9:30, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Hope to see everyone there. Tana Rabbana. So we are five lines from the bottom on Vav Amid Beis. One hour yesterday we discussed, we're all the way at the end. Sorry, it was quick, but we got in some fascinating makoros about the malachim eating milk and meat. Is it the malbim? He made a new animal out of Sefer Yetzirah. Maybe the malachim are made of fire, so they made it into Basa B'chala Daraisa as they ate it. That was the stipler. That was the Birchas Peretz. Which, by the way, you know why he named it Birchas Peretz, his Sefer? Because his father's name was Peretz and his mother's name was Bracha. That's why he named the Sefer Birchas Peretz. He writes in the Hakdama that I want to give kavod to my parents. So that's why I named it Birchas Peretz. I think it was Chaim Peretz. That's why his son is Chaim Kanievsky. Anyway, so we had a number of those sources related to the Malachim. There's a big discussion, just to call you one source, that discussed, we spoke about challah from a tar, challah from a tameh. So the Rishonim discussed, what about challah from a human being? How could a baby drink? How could a baby suckle from its mother, right? A mother is tameh, right? So yotzei min ha-tameh, right? Should be tameh. So one answer is always embrera. Embrera, what's the baby supposed to do? Right, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the mother milk for a reason. So, ain brayer, it must be that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and therefore it is okay. But as we mentioned in the past, it's not so clear what level of Isser is a human being. And according to many Rishonim, eating nevela, eating a treif animal, is worse. Says the Ritva, just read you one source, the Ritva in Ksubas Dav Samach, Samach Hamar Alf, that's where all the action is. Bali Tosfos there seem to say that it is only a Durabanan, only a Durabanan to partake. The Rambam has a more middle shita, and he says, no, it's a Daraisa, but it's an Isser Aseh. It's not a Lav Daraisa. Let me just find the Rambam says this in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, says the Rambam, Ha'adam, Af Api Shenemar Bo Vayhi Ha'adam Lenefesh Chaya, even though it says in Brachos that man will be like a chaya, by nefesh chaya, eino bechlal mine chaya ba'alas parsa. Even though we have split hooves, we don't chew our cud. Right? So in the we're not included in those rules. Lefichach eino belosase. There's no losase when it comes, even though we don't fulfill both simanim, we're not included in that losase. V'yochal mibsar ha'adam o mechelbo rachmana litzlan beimen achay beimen ames eino loke. There's no malchus. No malchus for cannibalism. Aval aser hu ba'aseh. It's an iser aseh. Right, obviously it's disgusting and terrible, but it's an iser aseh. Shari mana akasuv shivas mine chaya. Va'amer bahen zos achaya asher tochlu ha'kol shu chutz mehen lo sochlu. Whatever is not from these, you are not allowed to eat. V'lava b'mechal aseh. That's the sheet of the Rambam, that it's an iser aseh to human flesh. Says the Ravid, Amr Avram v'im came. Lama amru b'ksubis. Bidamosh afilu mitzvahs prosh einbo. The Ravid is of the opinion, like those we showed him, that says Durabanan. And therefore, he argues on the Rambam. Just the Ritva, there in Ksubis, Daf Samach, that's what I brought here, says, it's all doesn't make a difference anyway, what the Isser is, because you're never going to get a Hechi Timsi. Miu Balav Hachinami, Lomish Kachas Basar, Mahachishtaim Latera. You're never going to have a Heter anyway. Why? Dibo Dochai, if the human being is still alive, Hechim Shem Eber Menachai. There's still Eber Menachai. Velo Ashachan, the Sharalon Midi Rachmana, below Shchita. You never find that anything is Mutter without Shchita, Chutz Mi Dogim Vechagavim, except for fish and grasshoppers. But everything else must need shchita, and therefore if you don't do shchita, it's eiver menachai. Vila charmisa, asur bahana'a. As we know, a corpse is asur bahana'a. To gamar sham eglar rufa. We have a gzirashah from eglar rufa, just like eglar rufa is asur bahana'a, so too, any mace. Right? That's the whole issue of transplants, organ transplants after death. One has to get over, one of the humps that one has to get over is Isser Hana'a Min Hames. Vizeb Barur Mipi Rabbeinu. So the Ritva says, he thinks the whole discussion is not relevant because you're never going to get a Hechitipsi anyway. In the footnote here, he talks about whether that's true, that the Isser of Eivir Menachai would apply to human beings. Right, not so clear that is true according to all, but that is what the Ritva says. Okay, let's continue though now with our Gemara. Remember the last time we had the Gemara said that why is every parsha of Kashrus repeated in Dvarim? So the everyone's repeated to teach us one of the chidushim animals, to teach us Shesua, Ofos, the Ra, the Gamal. We darshin something to darshin. So that's why we don't say it's just there to teach us something new. Remember the beautiful thought we said in the Shabbat Shuvah drasha about the Ra, the Ofos with Bnei HaRa. The Ra'ah, if you remember, the Gemara in Chulin tells us that why is it called a Ra'ah? Really, its name is a Da'ah. Why is it called a Ra'ah? Because it has amazing vision. It's amazing vision. The Gemara in Chulin says that it could stand in Bavel and row in a veil of Eretz Yisrael. Right? That was the Da'ah / Ra'ah. So why ask for Saratskin? Is it a non-kosher bird if it has amazing vision? Right? It's amazing. It's on the list of the non-kosher birds. So explain Rav Saratskin. Anybody could stand outside of Eretz Yisrael. Omid b'bavel, v'ron avela b'Eretz Yisrael. That's not a kosher bird. Somebody stands outside the land of Israel and just looks inside and says, you know, what's wrong with what's in it? Ron avela sees the negative. That's a non-kosher bird. The place HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is for everyone to be inside Eretz Yisrael. That's the kosher bird. The non-kosher is the raw, even though it has an amazing vision. But it's ron avela b'Eretz Yisrael. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. Okay, that was the sharp thought from Rav Saratskin and Zayin LaTorah in Parshas Shmini. Continuing the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. By the way, how do you know that eggs are kosher? Why aren't eggs Eiver Menachai? Right, so we discussed why milk's not Eiver Menachai. What about eggs being Eiver Menachai? So Tosfos back in Maseches Chulin says, you know what, from Shiloh HaKan, that we just discussed for a while. It says, V'sabanim tikachloch. What are you going to take the bunim for if bunim we know includes efrochim and beitzim? Stos is a chul and samach dalit says that's the makar. That's the makar. How you know that eggs are mutter? It's not even menachai because of shiluach hakan. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan says the Gemara Rachel sheyolda min eis ve'ei sheyolda min Rachel. If a Rachel, a sheep that has a goat that has a Rachel patur min abachora, even though they're both kosher, still it is patur because that's the halacha of nidmeh. Doesn't look like the mother, and therefore it has a patur. But if it has mixas simanim chayaves, so then it is chayev. Reb Shimon Omer, no, he has a higher standard. Ashi yehe rosho verubo dome leimo. It can't just have mixas simanim, it's got to have most of his body. It's got to be majority like its parent, its mother. Ibai lahu. That is in terms of bechora. Reb Shimon requires rosho verubo. But what about la'achila? Miboy Reb Shimon rosho verubo alo? Do we say for eating, he also requires a rosh of rub or not? Meaning, if you have two kosher animals, it's not a discussion. But what about the following? Linyin b'char eksiv ach b'char shor. Ach yehu shor b'char oshor. By b'char, find there's a special lima that you need rov. Aval achila gamalu damer achmana da asir. Ha ishtini mi gamal shafer dami. It says that a gamal is asir, but anything that's not a gamal, right, not exactly a gamal, Rashi explains, is like its mother in Mixas Simanim. It's okay, and it's mutter to eat. Meaning, unless you have a parah that has a gamal, it looks like a gamal. So maybe we should say that even Reb Shimon would agree that only with Mixas Simanim it would be okay. Or do we say no, that Reb Shimon would say you need rove, even by the halachas of eating it. So Tashma, let's try to see what we could do. Behema taho reshe yoldim in behema tameya, asur ba'achila. If you have a non-kosher animal, I'm sorry, a kosher animal that has a non-kosher animal, a behema taho that has a tameya, asur ba'achila, one is not allowed to eat it because it looks like a tamei animal. V'im dome rosho verubo le'imo, chayev bibechora. And if it is like its parent, rosho verubo, then it is chayev in bechora. Shmamina lachila nami boy Reb Shimon Rosh Avarubo. So what do you see from here? It must be that he needs it lachila too. Why? Because what does the first line say? Aser ba'achila. So you see we're talking about achila. So it must be that he requires Rosh Avarubo for achila. Where it says, no, look at the second line. Lo, lebechora dafka. The second line said, if it has Rosh Avarubo, then it's chayv in bechora. So, I mean, this is a hard, difficult price, because the first line talks about achila, the second line talks about bechora. But the Gemara assumes the latter, because dekanami, I'll prove it to you. Tekashavka la'achila v'kim le'abachor. Why did it switch? Fine, it says asa to eat. Okay, a lot of times it says asa to eat. Why did it then switch in the second line to say, if it's rosh avarubo, it's chayvin bechora? It must be that for achila, you do not eat it. Shvamina le'bechora hu debay Reb Shimon rosh avarubo, aval achila lo. It must be that he does not need it for achila, because the last line of the braisa answers the Gemara, no. La'olam eimalachol achila nami bai. maybe for Achila also, Reb Shimon would acquire Rosh of Rubo, a very high standard, looking like the parent. Ubechora itzrich. But there's a special chiddush by Bechora. Why? He has to tell me that by Bechora you need Rov. Salkadai dechamina. I might have thought. Ho will viksiv ach Bechor shor. Ash yehu shor ubechoro shor. Velo tiski le. Berosha verubo. Adi ika kule. I might think that Rov isn't even good enough. I might have thought that it has to be exactly like the mother. For a Bechor, we're talking about a carbon here. We're talking about a kedushas carbon. So therefore, you might have said, you need it to be like the mother, period. Anything else is a mutation, it's like a mum, and therefore, it doesn't have the Kedusha. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush. That's why the Brisa in the second line has to say, Lebechora, to teach me that Rov is good enough for Bechora. Because that's the Chiddush, but it could be that Bechora is, or you need Rov also by Achila as well. Okay, so that is Reb Shimon Shita, one needs Rosh of Arubo. Interesting, what's the Havamina? Does this relate to the general Shas topic of Rubo Kukulo? Rubo Kukulo, we know generally there's two principles, based on the Gemara. Reb Chaim points out two different principles, Holchin Achar HaRov or Rubo Kukulo. Holchin Achar HaRov is there's a majority, there's a minority, and you go by the Rov. Right, you have 9 kosher stores and 1 non-kosher store. So the non-kosher store doesn't disappear, but you're allowed to follow the Rov, Holchin Achar HaRov. Other times you have a concept called Ruba Kakulo. Ruba Kakulo is if you do a majority, so then, you know, let's say Rov Simanim. Rov Simanim, we discussed. They have to cut Rov Simanim. So does that mean that you just Holchinach HaRov? What do you mean? Holchinach HaRov? You did a majority and it's like minority, it's a machlokas here. No, that's the concept of Ruba Kakulo. Once you do a majority, so it's as if you did the whole thing, Ruba Kakulo. So here, when we say, what's happening here? Is this Ruba Kakulo? Pasha, this is Ruba Kakulo, not Holchinach HaRov. That if it's Ruba Kakulo, therefore it's enough considered this type of animal, so what's the Havamin? Havamin is that that's not good enough, the principle of Ruba Kakulo. That you might have needed Mamish Kulo. Sometimes Ruba Kakulo is not good enough. Kamash Malon, Ruba Kakulo is good enough. You have to figure out the Havamin, look at that, what other areas in Halacha do we not say that Ruba Kakulo is enough. Okay, Tashma. Next, try to prove Reb Shimon Shita. Ach et ze lo tochlu mima'alei hagera umimafrisei haparsa. These you shall not eat. So again, we're darshaning this out of context. Because the simple interpretation is that this is a title to this animal discussion in Shmini. From these you shouldn't eat, from those who chew its cud and split its hooves, the following only do one of them. But we darshan. Ze yata ochel, these that you're not allowed to eat, avalata ochel, hababisim and achud. But you're allowed to eat if they have one simen. The e ezeze zehaba b'simen echad. What is that? Zehatame hanole minatar v'ibura minatar. If it looks like a non-kosher animal, but has kosher parents, that's a case where as long as it has dome, right? It's like mixa simanim, like a parent, that would be good enough. That would be kosher. Again, the parents, so it's Yosef and Atahar. But as long as it looks like a parent, a little bit. Yochol, says the Tanakama, afilu iburo minatame. What if it has a mother kosher? A kosher mother. But the father that impregnated the mother was not kosher. You might think that's also kosher. Tamalomar, seksavim v'seizim, ashihe aviv keves v'imo kavsa, div Reb Yeshua. Reb Yeshua says that you need 2 kosher parents for the animal to be kosher. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no. Loba Akasiv, Lahatir is a mutter. The Torah is not coming to tell you it's already mutter that I would have known anyway. Rashi explains, I would know, of course, that if you have 2 kosher parents, that's it. The kid's kosher. If he looks a little bit like the parents. Ella, what must this extra pasuk be teaching me? Lahosif ala mutter. To teach me a chiddush, that even more than what you thought would have been kosher, is kosher. The Ezazeh, Tameh hanole minatar, vibur minatameh. If you have a non-kosher looking animal that came from a kosher mother and a non-kosher male father, that's what kosher says, Reb Eliezer. That's what's being added here. Oh, eino eli burman atar, or maybe I shouldn't say that. Tamalomar, shor, sex avim v'seizim, mikomakom. Lashad yad mikomakom, in any instance, as long as you have the mother as a set, that is good, good enough. Let's continue a little bit more, and then we'll come back. So now, we're trying to prove Reb Shimon. Remember? So, Kari Le Tameh. So, we call this offspring that came out, we call it Tameh. Reb Shimon. So we assume that's like Reb Shimon Shita, because Reb Shimon is the one that says, even by Miksas, it's not good enough for Bechor. Right? You need Rov. So that's why it's called Tami, according to Reb Shimon. Vika Amar, but it says, Avalata Ochel Habab Esemen Echad. But it says, with one Simon, it's good enough for Achila. So, doesn't this prove that Reb Shimon's Rov is only required for Bechor and not for Achila? That's our question, right? Does Reb Shimon require Rov, Rosh of Arubo, to look like the parent, even by Achila or not? So, doesn't this Bryce approve that Reb Shimon is Mako? Even one is good enough? So the Gemara says, no. Who says this is exactly Reb Shimon Shita? Maybe it's just somebody who holds partially like Reb Shimon. Hi, Tana, Sava, Lekavasi, Bechadu, Polikali, Bechadu. Maybe this Tana holds like Reb Shimon regarding Bechor, that you need Rov, but he argues with him by Achila. Maybe Reb Shimon himself would require Rov by Achila too. It's just like this Tana. This Tana is Mekel and says one Simon is good enough for Achila. Period.
This Machlokas Tanai we just had, is that relevant to the Mishnah that makes a Simanim that they're talking about?
This Machlokas that makes a Simanim, I think Rabbi Eliezer would say that even if you have, Rabbi Yeshua would say, even if you have Mixa Simanim, it's not going to be kosher because it has a non-kosher father. The discussion in the Mishnah was about if you have two kosher parents, right? Two kosher parents, regular parents, are just there's a nidbe, the animal, the offspring doesn't look like the parent. So I think he would say that even if you have similarities, it's not good enough. Stop there for one moment. Once we're talking about parents, I didn't see anyone bring it up in terms of if you have a non-kosher, kosher. It's an interesting question. Somebody asked me this Shabbos about surrogacy. Surrogacy. Let's say, first of all, how does halacha look at surrogacy? Let's say, a woman does not want to carry a child or cannot carry a child, and therefore they have a different mother carry the baby. So who's the real mother? Right, we're talking about here, if you have a kosher mother, non-kosher father, right? So what's the halacha? Not exactly the same point, but this is Yotzei Min. Let's say you have kosher parents that for some reason, Jewish parents that for some reason cannot bear a child in the natural way. What if they put it into a non-Jewish woman? So does that child need gerus? All the DNA, everything comes from the Jewish parents. Right, all the biological issues. So, if you look, there's many poskim. So, a number of poskim, first of all, most poskim, are not into the idea of surrogacy bechlal. They think it's going to cause confusion, as we'll talk about in a second. But the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozner, and others, Echi tachin lomar kein achachamein matik ishmua shekavu v'yastu yisod es torah shebechsav v'torah shebalpeh v'haylem sod Hashem li'reyav v'inyanim gam ke'ele v'haryadu mitzius. And they didn't explain this. First of all, he says you cannot... Well, first he's Mekel. He says, you cannot say there's going to be any kind of Isser Misa and Isser Krisus. This is like what Rav Moshe says as well. There's no Mamzeris without a Maisa Bia, impregnating by, with a needle in, a fellow woman who is not the husband, who's not the wife of the husband. But then he says, it is not to be done. Why? It's at least in Isser Asei Daraisa. Nirash Yishbo Isser Asei Gemur Menatora, V'dalak Be'ishto, V'lo Be'eshes Chaveiro. Says he thinks it's a violation of that. Right, what does Rashi say there in Brachos? Vahila basar echad is the baby that brings them together. Here, you're bringing two women and a father together. So he calls it, he says that's the pshuto shel mikra, he thinks. Again, we're just going through there is difficult situations. Let's say a woman wants to have a child. So one has to ask the serious major leaguers in the Gdolei HaPoskim to figure out exactly what to do and what the options are. But lemaisa, what if surrogacy is done? We're not saying whether it should or shouldn't be. It seems like most say it should not be. But what if it's done? Who's the real mother? Is it the birth mother or the genetic mother? So this is a major unclear issue in halacha. If you look in Dr. Abraham, the Nishmat Avraham, he quotes, articles have been written as to who is considered the mother of the child. Rav Yashiv told me that there is no decision as to who is the mother of such a child, although it would appear to him that the surrogate mother is the halachic mother. And if she is not Jewish, the child will need gerus. Rav Waldenberg told me that the mother is the surrogate mother and not the genetic mother. Rav Shlomo Zalman told me that although the great sages of Israel have discussed this problem, giving their theories, Nevertheless, in his opinion, there is no certain proof in the matter to enable one to decide whether the mother is the genetic mother or the surrogate mother. There is no conclusive proof, says Shlomo Zalman. And although in their opinion, the surrogate is the mother, according to many, there's room to wonder who would be considered the mother if it were possible to remove a naturally conceived fetus from a woman and transplant it into a surrogate. What if a woman could become pregnant naturally, but, you know, carrying the pregnancy would be dangerous for her? Then it would be the mother. It didn't happen in a test tube, but then put into another mother. Momish pregnancy. What happens if a woman, he says, if it was possible for the woman to have the baby for four, she doesn't go through the birth. So you know what? She'll carry the baby for 4 months, then we'll switch it over. So who'll be the mother then? Again, all these questions, says Rishon Lezion, we have no idea what the answer is. Thus, he thought that it would appear that in all instances concerning Torah law, one must act stringently. And therefore, if the surrogate is a non-Jew, the baby needs gerus. Even if the non-Jew went to the mikveh, the Gemara in Yevamos, mu'uberish in his gaira, still it doesn't work because maybe this baby is not connected to the mother. La, midaraisa. So she may not be its mother and has no halakhic ownership over it. The chulu. Right, a form of surrogacy. He talks about the discussion. He says, surrogacy, where's the earliest form of surrogacy? Do you ever have that? So they quote the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel on next week's parasha. Vayetze. By Leah. Leah was pregnant. According to the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, Leah was pregnant with Yosef, and Rachel was pregnant with Dina. And Leah had Ruach HaKodesh, that she had another boy in her tummy, in her stomach, and she said, oh, my sister Rachel is going to be less than the Shvachas. Maybe she thought of the embarrassment that was saved from her earlier, and therefore she davened and the babies were switched. So that's surrogacy. Either way, that's the discussion of who is the mother. So here we talk about who is the father, who is the mother, who is the parent in the offspring, but that is what's discussed here. Okay, period. Vika demakshi emosiv. Some have the previous discussion right in the middle. Some have a similar discussion in a different way. They have it as a kasha and an answer. Iburo min hatame. Pregnant from a tame. So, mi ma'abra. So, is it possible? Right? We're talking about one of the cases of the Brisa was that they're arguing if the father was a tame animal. Is that possible? V'yam Rav Shimon Levi. Lo olam ein misaberes. Lo tamei min hatar. Lo tarei min hatame. Lo gasa min hadaka. Lo daka min hagasa. Right? Animals that don't have any shaychas to each other, kosher, non-kosher, can't make each other pregnant. V'lo behema menachay, v'lo behema menachayma. Chutz, everybody holds that way. Chutz me Rebbe Eliezer umach lakuso. Except for Rebbe Eliezer and those who argue, shayo omrim, chayim esaberes bi behema. Why, our Rebbe Eliezer. Our Rebbe Eliezer said, it's kosher even if a non-kosher animal impregnates a behema. So this is Rebbe Eliezer. That shayi omrim chayim esaberes bi behema. V'amar Rebbe Yirmiya. What does that mean? So what does our case mean then? What does Rebbe Eliezer in our case mean then? Rebbe Eliezer has a more flexible definition. But his flexible definition is a chayi from a behema, not kosher or non-kosher. So what could our Rebbe Eliezer Rebbe Yeshua discussion mean? It must mean, Rebbe Eliezer, de'i'aber mikalut bar para. It must be that a kosher mother was impregnated by an animal that looks not kosher. Mikalut ben para. Call it something that doesn't have split hose, ben para. V'yaldi b'drib shimin kamar. And it's according to Reb Shimon, because again, it calls it tamei. It calls this baby that would come from this union tamei. V'ka'amar aval ata ochal abab esimen echad. So we just explained the braisa a little more in depth. So you see here, it's ochel, that it's even Simen Echad is okay. So doesn't that prove Reb Shimon does not require rove for achila? So again, we say, haitana, sova lakavasi bechada, upalegale bechada. Maybe not, maybe this is only another shita that holds like Reb Shimon part of the way, but not Reb Shimon shita actually. The Meshech Chachma in Vayigash, Kedarko Vakodesh, picking up on every word of the Torah, says, the Pasuk says by Yosef, when Yosef took all the animals of the Egyptians and gave them food instead, and he gave all the animals then to his servants to put away, the Pasuk says, Vayitein lahem Yosef lechem basusim, he gave them bread for their horses, uba mikneh, uba mikneh hatzon, uba mikneh habakar, uva chamorim. Ask the Meshech Chachma, why here are susim and chamorim split up? It says, right, lechem basusim, uba mikneh atzon, mikneh bako, uba chamorim. And later on in Va'era, when it talks about the makkah of wiping out the animals. V'hine yad Hashem hoya b'mikrecha asher basadeh, basusim, b'chamorim, b'gmalim, b'bakru v'atzon. There, bakru v'atzon is after, and you put susim and gmal and chamorim and gmalim together. And in this pasuk where Yosef gives them out, so it separated them. V'nira mishim d'amru. Says the Meshech Chachma, this slight difference tells us. Kol she ein iburan shave ein on yolden zemizeh. Becharos. They're not similar animals. They're not going to impregnate each other. But sus v'chamor iburan shave. Horses and donkeys, they have similar pregnancy times, and that's why they could have mules. The yolden prados. Im kain. And therefore, says the Meshech Chachma, the halach is debrei noach nitztabo laharbaz kilai behema. B'nei Noach are mitzuveh, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that B'nei Noach are mitzuveh in cross-breeding animals. That's included in one of their Yisur, Kipsak HaRambam. V'yosu l'mosu l'ov dekachavim d'yarbiya v'yavro l'fnei iver. And you're not allowed to give it to a non-Jew because they're violent l'fnei iver. That's why Yosef did not give them together. Yosef gave them susim, and then mikneh put in the middle tzonu bakar, which aren't going to be together with susim, and a chamorim at the end. Lachin hivzak v'kaza miknet sonu v'akar bein tayim shezeh lo yarbiyu kivan she'en on yolden zemizeh. Later on, it's talking about with the Egyptians' animals. Animal together, they don't care. But here, in the meduyak psukim, it's meduyak in the psukim that you kept them separate in order to not violate the iser of lifnei iver. Remember, Kuberman talks about on the bottom how the Meshech Chachma does this many times, picking up on slight nuances where the words are formulated in the Torah to teach us halachas. Okay? We continue. Says the Gemara now. Period. Lameimra, the Rabbi Eliezer Savar Zevizegori Mutter, Rabbi Shua Savar Zevizegori Maser. This is machlokas we had before. Right, Lameisa, what was the machlokas? If you have a kosher mother and a non-kosher father, so can that child be kosher? So Rabbi Yoshua said no, and Rabbi Eliezer said yes. So is it to tell me Rabbi Eliezer says Zevizegori is Mutter? Rabbi Eliezer says that, and therefore you have a kosher mother. So for the kid, it could be kosher. And if Yeshua says, Zev Zagorim is Aser. And that's why, because if you have a kosher, you have a non-kosher father, so it's Aser. V'hayif chashamin alaho. But we learned, the opposite. Vlad Trefa. If you have a baby of a Trefa, while the mother was a Trefa. And the father was a Tamim. Explains Rashi. So Rabbi Elazar Omer lo yigal legabe mizbeach. That baby, Rabbi Elazar says, you can't be makriv on the mizbeach. Why? Sounds like because zevazegarim is usur. Rabbi Shua Omer yigal legabe mizbeach. So it's just the opposite of their shitas here. So how do you put it together? What's the difference between giving it on the mizbeach, a baby of a trefa and a tamim, and a baby of a kosher and a non-kosher animal? So Gemara says, two answers. Either way, Bial Masava, Rabbi Eliezer, Zevizegari Masr. Really, Rabbi Eliezer might hold this Asr. And therefore, that's here. That's by Trefa. Vlad Trefa, you can't give it on the Mizbeach. Aye, why is he Makel earlier? Vishani Hacha. But here, by Bechori, he's Makel. Why to Imkain, Nichtav Kra, Sexavim Vizim. Sevisel Amali, Shramina Semikomakom. An extra word to teach me to include it. Even though usually Zevizegari is Asr, this I will allow. V'Rabbi Yeshua Malacha B'Alma Zev Zagari Mutter. It could be Rabbi Yeshua always holds his Mutter, and that's why you can be Makrivit Al Gabi Amizbeach. V'Hacha, but here by Bechar Imkain Lift of Kra Shor Kesev V'Eiz singular Ksavim V'Izim Lamali Shmamina Achi Aviv Keves V'Imo Kafsa. It must be to teach me plural because the parents have to be similar to the offspring. And it has to be both from kosher sources. Okay, so we answered the stira. Let's just finish the two dots and we'll make a comment. Tashma, Reb Shimon Omer, Gamal, Gamal, Shnei Pa'amim, Echad Gamal, Hanola Mena Gamal, Ve'echad Gamal, Hanola Mena Para. This was Reb Shimon Shita we had yesterday. Also, that on top of a mebez, that Reb Shimon Asers, if you have an animal that comes from kosher sources, it looks like a Gamal, it's going to be treif. Vim Rosha, Verubo, Doma Le'imo, Mutter, Ba'achila. So you see Beferish. Shmamina, La'achila Nami, Barim Shimon, Rosh HaRubah, Shmamina. So we quote it as a Brisa explicitly. Tosfos here discusses that second half of Tosfos V'ha'ifcha, that the Gemara here brings up the sugya of Zevizegorim. In Chul, in Ayin Tes, the Gemara, similar Gemara, brings up the concept of Choshishin Lezera Ha'av, or not. So Tosfos, are those similar principles? Zevizegorim and Choshishin Lezera Ha'av? Sitosis, Umashamaskir Khan, Zevizagorim, Uparsh Osoves Beno, Nokat Lishta, the Choshen Lazara Ha'av. Says Tosis, the difference is because here we're talking about a kosher and a non kosher source. Hacha Ayri, Vidari Hababi, Heta Ve Isser. That's where you talk about Zevizagorim. It's one kosher, one's not kosher. There, in that Gemara, no, we're just talking about what type of animal it is. That was the cases of koi, right? So, two kosher things. You just want to know what the status of this animal is. So that's where you talk about zeh, v'zeh, gorim. Reb Chaim, in that piece we quoted yesterday, Machalas Asuros, in the continuation, relates that chiddush to zeh, v'zeh, gorim. He says, zeh, v'zeh, gorim is only shayach where the iser is because it's called a yotzei. I remember the Reb Chaim discussed that Yotzi min ha-tamei is either it gets the status of the Tamei or it's Aser Mishum Yotzi min ha-tamei. So it says Reb Chaim, the whole sugya of Zev Zagorim is only applicable by a Yotzi min ha-tamei discussion, where the Isser is Yotzi. If the Isser is itself, it is Tamei, then you wouldn't talk about Zev Zagorim. That's why he says here we're talking about Zev Zagorim, because Hakla Zev Zagorim Mutter Lo Nomer Ela Hecha Deles Be Yisur Me'asmo V'Yisur Hu Rak Machlash Yotzim In Ha'asr V'Ha'Yisur She'Yatzim Yimenu Hu Davi Gorim Le'Yisuro. That's what we talk about Zev Zagorim. Choshishin Lezera Ha'av, that's where the offspring might be, have the status of the parent per se, which is not Zev Zagorim, and that's not the Isser of Yotzei. This relates to the same Reb Chaim that we quoted yesterday in Machalas Asuros Gimel Yud Aleph. He just relates this Tosfos, this question, to his Chiddush there. Going to look it up. Reb Chanan also talks about this in Kovet Shmuos, in Chulin, in Simen Chaf Tes. Okay, two dots. Shai Yotzei ben Atamei v'Chulu. Talk about Yotzei ben Atamei and Yotzei ben Atar. Boy min Eimer Reb Sheshes. They ask from Reb Sheshes. Mei Raglayim Shel Chamor Mahu. What is the status of the urine of a donkey? Mei raglayim shel chamor. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Meaning, is it aser? It's a yotzei min ha-tamei. What's the issue? V'tiboy lehu desu v'gamalim. What are you asking about donkeys? What are you asking about horses and camels? So the Gemara says, desu v'gamalim lo k'miboy lehu. That for sure we're not asking. Delo achiri v'lo damu l'chalav. Right, no, those, by susim and gamalim, it does not become murky, achur. Right, what Yaakov Avinu says, "Achar temosi." Right, "Velo damo lechalav," and it's not similar to milk, which is murky. Maya ol, maya nafik. There we think it went in clear, went out clear, and therefore that would be kosher. It's disgusting, says the Chazon Ish. Like who would wanna drink this? But let's say somebody is starving and dying of thirst, and they want to know.
Kosher animals.
We're talking about from just the halachas whether it's kosher or not. So says the says of Sheshes. When it comes to the meiraglayim of these other animals where it's clear, so then it would be, he says it would be kosher. And the Chazon Ish writes in here in Siman Tes Zayin, he says, even though we find it disgusting, it's only disgusting because we know where it came from. Right? And we know it came from, but per se, does it taste disgusting? Is it inedible, undrinkable? Says the Chazon Ish, maybe not. Is it nifsal me'achilas kelev? Nifsal me'achilas adam? Says the Chazon Ish, that might not be called nifsal because, right, if it's in a rachmana l'tzlan, should never happen, but if it's in a cup and nobody knows what it is, and somebody, where it comes from, somebody would drink it, and once they find out where it came from, they'll throw up. But says the Chazon Ish, that's different than a regular item that's disgusting inherently. That's an important Chazon Ish. Either way. So says the Gemara, so that's why we don't ask about horses and camels, keep coming by Lu, but the chamor, the achiri v'dam alachalav. We're asking about a chamor, which is murky when it came out. Similar to milk. So that's our question. My, mi gufe ka mimtsitsi v'asiri. Do we say, you know why it's murky? Because it became part of this donkey when it went in. So when it comes out, it's becoming part of the guf of the donkey, and therefore it's aser. It's ayotzi ben atame. O dilma, maya ol maya nafak. What do we say? No? What goes in one part of the body goes out the other part of the body. V'hai da'achiri, and that which is, it's murky, hevlo de'bisrehu. It's just the hevel, the heat of the flesh, but it really didn't get anything added, but it was just going through. It was a pipeline, but it wasn't, didn't get anything from the animal itself. So, amalur apshashas, tani tua, what do you mean? We know it. Hayotu minatami tame, yotu minatar tar. Mi tame lo kamar. It doesn't say mi tame, ela min hatame. It says yotzi min hatame. So if you add in a letter to the word min, maybe that's what it's teaching me. Vahani nami mina de tameu. It's like min. This is also a type of item that is min tame. Period. That's one version. Fiika da amre, the susa v'gamal lo kami bayluhu. So another version is that no, we don't ask about horses and camels. Delo shasu inshi. People don't drink that. So that's why we're not talking, we're not interested in that. What does that mean? And therefore, is it treif? Or we're just not ants? Or is it just like, oh, we didn't ask that because people don't drink that? Question. Ki kami boy wahu to chamor de shasu inshi umal liyakona. Our question is only by donkey meiraglayim because it's used for jaundice. So mahu. So amar lahu rav sheishes tani tuo. We learned it. Hayotzi min hatamei tamei v'yotzi min hatartar fani nami mitamei ka asu. Period. There is a problem with the shita of the Rambam because the Rambam quotes in Machalas Asuros that meiraglayim of a chamor is mutter to eat, mutter to drink. Right, which is against this Gemara. This Gemara in both versions seem to say it's Aser. In Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, he says it does not have the status of Mayim. Right, which makes us think that it should be Aser, because it has the status of Meperis, right, does not just the liquids. That is that's a problem. If you look in the Placey, or if Gerathibsis tries to answer for the Rambam, maybe the Rambam thinks that this whole Gemara is going according to the Manda Amar that says, once something is Nifsal, Meachilas, Kelev, so that's why it's still Aser, because you need Nifsal Meachilas Kelev. If Nifsal Meachilas Adam is still edible, but the Rambam thinks it's only need Nifsal Meachilas Adam. So that's what he talks about that discussion in here, the beginning of Siman Pei Aleph. What does the Rambam do with our Gemara? How does he rule against? Okay, period. Meisvei, Bibnei Ma'amru. So what do we say? What Rav Sheshah say? It's a problem, because it's considered part of the donkey. I'll give you another example of something that goes through. Meisvei mipnei ma amru dvash tvorim mutter. Why is honey, bee honey, mutter? Mipnei, right, a bees are a treif. Right, so bees aren't kosher, so isn't this Yosef ben Atamei? So we say, no, mipnei shemachnisos osan legufan. They go around to all the flowers, and they eat the nectar from the flowers. They eat matzos, let me goof on, and then it basically goes through, and it becomes honey, which they deposit in the honeycombs. That's what we can harvest to get the honey. So therefore, you see from there that it goes in, it goes out. So is honey different than the meiraglayim of a donkey? The Gemara says, Hudamar k'Reb Yaakov. No, like Reb Yaakov says, Da'amar, Dubsha, Rachmana Sharye, honey. The Torah matters honey. The Tanya Rabbi Yaakov Omer. Ach ezeh tochlu mikol sheretz ha'of. This is what you should eat from all sheretz ha'of. Ze ata ochel, vi'i ata ochel sheretz of tame. You could eat this, but you can't eat a non-kosher sheretz. Sheretz of tame behedyeksiv. What do we be medayit? The Torah says that. Ela, sheretz of tame I ata ochel, aval ata ochel masha of tame mashritz. You can't eat a sheretz of tame, but you could eat something that an of tame produces. Period. So we have a special drasha that bee honey is kosher. Why didn't ask the Chok Nasan? Why don't we just quote the pasuk that we quoted yesterday? Eretz avas chalav udvash. Yesterday we said that's the makar for chalav being kosher. So what about dvash? That's dvash tamarim. That's date honey. That's not bee honey. And that's why I couldn't quote that. Right? That's date honey. That's the marker for the brachas, for the order.
So
bee is a sheretz of tummy. Bee is a sheretz of tummy. So says the Gemara, just continuing the drasha, we're still in the brisa. Yochol av dvash hagizid vatsirin. Maybe certain type of hornet or grasshopper honey is also kosher. Amaitlo. No, that's not kosher. Umara Isa the Rabbos Devorim Lahosi Agizim Vatsirin. Why do you include the bees and exclude the others? Marbani Dvash Devorim Shein Lo Shein Lavai. No, when you say honey, just say honey, it means bee honey. Right? That's what it must be referring to. Umotzi Ani Dvash Gizin Vatsirin Sheish Lo Shein Lavai. Those would be called hornet honey. Or grasshopper honey, and that's why that's not what it's connected. Rabbi Gershom said it's connected to the sheretz itself, and therefore that would not be the one that is kosher. The Rambam, I saw some of the Mefarshim talk about the goblets of Chazal here, where they know exactly how the honey was made, that the nectar was taken, and then it was put in the it's deposited in the honeycombs. The Rambam says, "Dvash dvorim udvasirim mutter, v'bnei she'eno mitamses gufan ela konsin oso me'al ha'asavim betoch piem." They gather it from the grass, from the flowers in their mouths, umakios osan, and they spit it out bekaveres kedei sheyimseu oso le'echol mimenu b'yimos hagshamim. So they have what to eat in the winter. Rambam's telling you biology, not biology, right? Biology, or I guess right, horticultural, you know, realities. Rambam's telling you exactly what's how it works. So that's a question about the girsa, right? It says the kaverse. If you look in the Aladaf here, he talks all about these other ideas: propolis, wax, pollen, and royal jelly. all different types of productions of the honey. Modern scientists have found that honey accumulates in a bee's craw. The craw has a valve which prevents the honey from reaching the stomach, and the process of the substance becoming honey comes about by a natural combination of the materials gathered by the bee without any active, meaningful participation in materials from its body. Right, and that's this Gemara. Right, it doesn't get anywhere near the stomach. Doesn't get anywhere near the digestion. And then it discusses here in the Aladaf, what about the other ideas, other parts of the bee that's produced, and those might be more of a problem because those actually are digested by the bee. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, where are we? Keman Ozla, Hadatanya, who is the following Shita? That which it says, Dvash Hagazin Vatsirin Tahar Umutr Ba'achila, that Dvash of these other insects, art is Tahar, meaning it has to be thought about in order to be Makabal Toma, and you're allowed to eat it. Look, Rabbi Yaakov, it's not like Rabbi Yaakov, who just said earlier that it is a problem. So the Gemara says, one second, Tahar Amaboy Machshava. Right, tar means that it's not automatically food that, right, well, if you have a cucumber that's detached, it's food. You don't have to think about that. You're going to eat it in order for it to be makabel tuma once it gets wet. So the fact that you say tar means you have to think about it. So I'm a boy machshava. So this means, the fact that it's tar means that you have to think about it, this honey. So tani namiyachi, that's similar to what it says, in dvash, bekavarto, mitami tumas ochlin, shalom machshava. Dvash in a honey of bees, right, bee honey is metami to mazachlin, but without machshava. Maybe this other honey needs machshava. But we hold that honey from bees is automatically a food, and therefore it does not even need machshava in order to be makabel tuma. Period. Next statement. Chali de yachmorta. The chali of a female yachmor. A yachmor. What is chali? So Rashi says, we don't know exactly what it is yet. Ke'ein beitzei zachar. It looks like the beitzim, the testicles of a male yachmor. That's what it looks like. Ha-yachmoros motzios me-rachman. It comes out of the rechem of the yachmor. So is that kosher or not? These items. So sabar banalameh marbein in vasiris. They originally thought that these were actually the beitzim of the male, and maybe during the mating process, it got cut off somehow, and it ended up in the rechem of the female. So they answered them. So Amrav Safra, no. Zara da'ailahu. This is the actual zera of a different animal, of an ayal, the ozel basar ayalasa, because the male ayal chases after the ayalasa, the aydi derachmat sar lo mizdakaka, because it has a very narrow rechem, so it can't mate with its the ayala, the ozel basar yachmorta, the nasri, so it, at least it just goes after some other animal, and it deposits its zera there, but that's why you might find this in this other animal, and you don't have to say that it's just part of the yachmor, which is a non-kosher animal, and therefore, you could assume it is the zera, of the other animal. Okay, period. Amar Rav Huna. Or habakan eged panav shel chamar mutar. A donkey, when it is born, has a little, covering of flesh over its face. That's the or habakan eged panav shel chamar. So, that is not, says the Gemara, that's not considered part of the donkey. If it's considered flesh of the donkey, it's not kosher. So it's considered an extra element, and it's mutter, my taima. Pirsha ba'almahu is just a waste product. It's not considered a chamor. It's not considered even yosei minatame. Something natural that comes out of it. It's pirsha ba'alma. That is what the Gemara says. Amalei Rav Chisda, tani d'maaseh elecha. I'll prove it to you, a brisa that supports you. Or habakaneged panav shel adam bein chay b'meis tahar. What about if a person is born with this type of mask, right? Bein chay b'meis, whether the baby is born alive or dead or stillborn tahar, that piece of flesh is not going to be metame meis. Why? Because it's not called part of the baby. So my lav, doesn't this mean bein hu chay v'imo chaya bein hu meis v'imo t'meisa? Even if both mother and child, Rachman al-Islan died. It's still not going to be metame meis, which would show you that this type of item is totally separate from the source itself. So where it says lo, maybe the brisa means we're going to read Rashi's girsa. Bein hu chai ve'imo chaya, bein hu meis ve'imo chaya. Rashi says no. Maybe the cases are the mother has to be alive. The mother's not alive. It is matame meis. So Gemara says, "I v'atani you have a brisa. Beinu chayv imo chaya. Beinu meis imo meisa." We have a brisa that says doesn't matter, even if the mother's meisa. So Gemara says, "Itanya tanya." Okay, if you have such a brisa that it is a support, that this would be a totally separate item. It won't be considered chamor. It won't be considered yosi mina chamor. It's just perish ba'alma. It's just a type of waste. And therefore, it would be mutter. It would be mutter. It would not be considered part of the chamor. Perich, should we just read the Mishnah? Let's just read the Mishnah. Then we'll continue, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Mastisan, dag tami shabala dag tohar. If you have fish that swallowed each other, if you have a non-kosher fish that swallowed a kosher fish, and then you immediately cut open the non-kosher fish, and you have your kosher fish right inside. Mutter ba'achila. You're allowed to eat that non-kosher fish. We'll get to the rules. It has to still be whole. It can't be digested. V'tar shabala daktame, the opposite also achila. L'fisheino gidulo, because in all these cases, this fish is not part of the mother, the swallower. And therefore, as long as we'll see, it's still intact, one could eat the non-kosher, one could eat or not eat the fish, depending on what is the animal that is inside. Okay, we'll stop here. Remember tonight's shir, Ein Shlich Dvar Avera, at 9:30. Thank you.